You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Could Wisconsin pass a law to ban cell phones in schools? A Republican lawmaker is pushing for it, and as Savannah Tolmay Olson reports,
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue.
The two candidates for April's Wisconsin Supreme Court election are sparring over a television ad this week. Liberal Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford is accusing conservative Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel of doctoring an image of her in a new television ad, violating a new state law that requires the disclosure of artificial intelligence being used in video or audio advertisements. A spokesperson for Schimmel's campaign told the Associated Press that the image was edited but not created by AI. The Southwood County Humane Society has a new on-call phone number. If you have a missing or found animal, you will need to call 715-496-7231. Protests happened across the country on Wednesday, speaking out against President Trump's flurry of executive orders freezing services people rely on. People also aren't happy with an unelected Elon Musk having access to their Social Security numbers and private health and payment information. Lisa Hale has more.
Hundreds of people gathered at the Capitol to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies. They braved the 20 degrees cold. They had speakers and people carrying signs saying things like, "Billionaires are robbing us," and "Deport Elon Musk." Protests were planned all over the country Wednesday. Madison was just one location.
A new report says Wisconsin is warming. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what that means for skiing across the state.
A recent report from WICCI says that northern parts of Wisconsin are projected to warm, particularly winter nights, and much more than southern Wisconsin. Climate models predict that the number of skiable days will continue to decline, and the ski season is projected to be reduced from 5 to approximately 3 months. This is because the warmer nights will produce more rain and freezing rain events. But research shows that snowmaking and other adaption techniques can improve the viability of downhill skiing operations. So Granite Peak, here in Rib Mountain, recently made substantial investments in its snowmaking capabilities, as all runs have snowmaking guns.
The City of Wisconsin Rapids wants community input to help shape the future of the city. The discussion will focus on the Northern Steel casting site. They want to build on previous work done on the Brownfield redevelopment to promote community revitalization and economic development. The meeting will be on February 25th from 6 to 7:15 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys, and especially the guys that you've won with. They're like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, but it is going to be windy. Our high right around 27 with wind west gusting to between 35 and 45 here today. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, and then we have more snow on the way Friday night through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.